Mama, listen to the only one. Only the one was in her heart. She was merged into the love for the one. And even impossible became possible.
मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं बाबा खड़े हैं पास मेरे दिल से दुआएं मांगूं बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे
मन की आंखों से हर पल ही तुझको
चंद्रवंशी नहीं होते तो होते ही है वंशवंशी फिर चंद्रवंशी होते ही नहीं है फिर वंशवंशियों के बाद फिर सभी शूद्रवंशी ही होते हैं तो ये तो वो सब अच्छी तरह से बुद्धि में धारण करना है ना किसको समझाने के समझ चंद्रवंशी अच्छा सूर्यवंशियों को किसने दिया ये राज्य पर वो तो बराबर भगवान ही देंगे और कौन देंगे कैसे दिया है पर राज्यों तो लिखा हुआ है जितना कि भगवान मैं तुमको राज्यों से पैदा हूं वो कैसे आते हैं वो तो कहते हैं नहीं हम पहले ब्रह्मा द्वारा ब्रह्म रचते हैं और फिर ब्राह्मणों को पढ़ाता हूं क्योंकि यज्ञ रचता हूं तो ब्राह्मण चाहिए मैं ब्राह्मण कहां से लाऊं तो देखो प्रजापति ब्रह्मा को एडॉप्ट कर उनके मुखावरण से ये सभी ब्राह्मण और ब्राह्मणी यहां देखो
24 सितंबर 2014 मॉर्निंग मुरली ओम शांति बाप दादा मधुबन स्वीट चिल्ड्रन टेल एवरीवन द सीक्रेट that Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place of all. It was here that God Himself granted everyone salvation. There would be crowd here if people understood which one aspect. The main thing they should understand is that the Father is once again teaching the Raja Yoga that He taught us previously that He is not omnipresent. The Father has come here to Abu at this time and is establishing peace in the world. The non-living memorial of this is the Dilwala temple. Adidev is sitting here in the living form. This is the living Dilwala temple. If they were to understand this, Abu would be praised and there would be crowd here. If Abu's name became famous, many would come here. Essence for Dharana. First, make full effort to become soul conscious. Never think that you will receive whatever is in your fortune. Become sensible. Second, listen to knowledge and become an embodiment of it. Imbibe the power of remembrance and then do service. Tell everyone the praise of Abu, the greatest pilgrimage place of all. blessing. May you be a holy swan who transforms vase thoughts, words and deeds and makes them powerful. A holy swan means one who transforms vase thoughts, words and deeds, makes them powerful, because waste is like stones and stone has no value, whereas jewels have value. A holy swan instantly recognizes what is not useful and what is useful. While performing actions, simply have this awareness in an emerged form. We are knowledgeful Rajyogi souls who have ruling and controlling power, and there cannot be any waste. This is awareness will make you into holy swans. Slogan: only those who consider themselves to be guests in the buildings of their bodies can remain free from attachment. Om Shanti. Children are taught yoga. In all other places, they learn this by themselves. It is not the father who teaches them. They teach it to one another. Here the father teaches you, children. There is the difference of day and night. There they continue to remember many friends and relatives. So they are unable to have that much remembrance. This is why they very rarely become soul conscious. Here you have to become soul conscious very quickly. However, there are many who knows nothing at all. Shiv Baba is serving us and telling us, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You have to remember the Father who is present in this one, who is present here. There are many who don't even have the faith that Shiv Baba is teaching us through the body of Brahma. Just as other people say, how can I have faith in this? So they are the same here too. If they have full faith, they would continue to remember the Father with a lot of love and fill themselves with a lot of power and also do a lot of service, because the whole world has to be purified. There is something lacking in yoga and also in knowledge. They listen to it but are unable to imbibe it. If they imbibed it, they would also be able to inspire others to imbibe it. Baba has explained that those people continue to hold conference, etc., and that they want there to be peace in the world. However, they don't know when there was peace in the world and how that peace came about. Whatever type of peace there was, that is the type of peace that is needed. It is only you children who know that peace and happiness in the world are now being established. The Father has now come. Just see how this is the Dilwala temple. Adidev is here, and there is also the scene of above of peace in the world. Whenever people invite you to a conference, etc., you can ask them, what type of peace in the world do you want? There used to be peace in the world in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There is the accurate memorial of that in the Dilwala temple. There has to be a sample of peace in the world. They don't understand anything. Even from the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, they have stone intellect. So you should tell them, we can tell you that firstly, the sample of peace in the world is Lakshmi and Narayan. And that if you want to see their kingdom, you can go to the Dilwala temple and have a look. Only a model of it would be shown, so come to Abu and see that. Those who build the memorial of this temple do not know this, but they have named it the Dilwala temple. They have also set Adidev there and shown heaven up above. That is non-living, whereas you are in the living form. This can be called the living Dilwala temple. However, you cannot tell how much of a crowd there would be. People would be confused and ask, what is this? It takes a lot of effort to explain them. There are also many children who don't understand. Even those who are sitting at God's door next to Him don't understand anything. All types of people go to see the exhibitions. There are so many sects and cults. There are those of the Vaishnava religion too. They don't even understand the meaning of the Vaishnava religion. They don't know where the kingdom of Krishna is. The kingdom of Krishna is also called heaven, paradise. Baba has said, wherever you are invited, you can go and explain to them. When was there peace in the world? This Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place of all, because it is here that the Father grants salvation to everyone in the world. If you want to see a sample of this on the Abu mountains, then go and see it in the Dilwala temple. There is a sample of how peace was established in the world. They would be very happy on hearing that. Even the Jains would be happy to hear that. You would say that Prajapita Brahma, our father, is Adidev. You explain to them and yet they don't understand. They say, we cannot understand what the Brahma Kumari says. So you children should praise Abu very highly and explain to them. Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place of all. You can even explain to people in Bombay, the Abu mountain is the biggest pilgrimage place of all because the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul came in Abu and established heaven. The models of how the creation of heaven was created and Adidev are in Abu. None of the people understand this. We now know this, but you don't know it, and this is why we are explaining it to you. First of all, ask them, what type of peace do you want in world? Have you ever seen it? There was just the one original eternal deity religion. There was the kingdom of their dynasty. Come and we will show you the model in Abu of their kingdom. This is the old impure world. It would not be called the new world. The model of the new world is here. The new world is now being established. You know this, and that is why you tell them. Not everyone knows it. Nor can they tell others, for they would not be able to understand. Not everyone knows it. Nor can they tell others, for they would not be able to understand it. It is something very simple. The kingdom of heaven is up above, and Adidev, who is also called Adam, is sitting down below. He is the great-great-grandfather. When you tell them this praise, they will be happy. It is very accurate. tell them, you are praising Krishna, but you don't know anything at all. Krishna was the emperor of paradise, the master of the world. If you want to see a model of that, then come to Abu and we will show you a model of paradise. Also show the model of how you studied Raj Yoga at the most auspicious confluence sage through which you became the masters of the world. Also show the tapasya of the confluence sage. Show the memorial of the things that happen in practical way. There is also the picture of Shiv Baba who established the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, and there is the Amba temple too. Amba does not have 10 or 20 arms. She can only have 2 arms. Come and we will show you. Also show paradise in Abu. It was in Abu that the Father came and created heaven in the world and granted salvation. Abu is the greatest pilgrimage place of all. It is only the one Father who grants salvation to those of all religions. Come and we will show you his memorial in Abu. You can praise Abu a great deal. We will show you all the memorials. Christians also want to know who taught the Raj Yoga of ancient Bharat and what it was. Tell them, come to Abu and we will show it to you. Christians also want to know who taught the Raj Yoga of ancient Bharat and what it was. Tell them, come to Abu and we will show it to you. The model of paradise is also created accurately on the ceiling. You cannot create something like that. So you have to show this very clearly. Tourists also wander around. They too should come and understood if the name of your Abu becomes famous. Many people will come. Abu will become very well known. When anyone asks you how there can be peace in the world or invites you to a conference, etc., you should ask them, do you know when there was peace in the world? Come and we will explain to you how there was peace in the world. We will also show you models, etc. Such models do not exist anywhere else. Abu is the greatest and highest pilgrimage place of all. The Father came here and created peace in the world and granted everyone salvation. No one else knows these things. Amongst you too, it is number wise. Although there are big Maharathis who look after a museum, etc., Baba reads about whether they explain to everyone clearly or not. Baba understands everything. He knows about everyone wherever they are, who is making what effort and what status each one will claim. If some were to die at this time, they would not be able to claim a status at all. They cannot understand the effort required for the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father explained new things to you every day. Explain to them in this way and bring them here. The memorial here exists permanently. The Father says, I am here. Adidev is here and paradise is also here. There will then be a lot of praise of Abu. You cannot tell what Abu would become. For instance, in order to make Kurukshetra very good again, they continue to spend millions of rupees. So many people gather there. There are so much bad order and rubbish. Don't even ask. There are so many crowd there. There was the news that a busload of devotees drowned in the river. All of that is sorrow. There continue to be untimely death. There is nothing like that there. You can explain all of these things. The one who speaks to them has to be very sensible. The father is pumping you with knowledge and making it sit in your intellect. The world doesn't understand these things. They think that they are going on a tour of the new world. The father says this old world is now about to end. They say that there are 40,000 years still left. You tell them that the old cycle is 5,000 years. The death of the old world is just ahead. This is called extreme darkness. People are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna used to sleep for half the cycle. Remain awake for half the cycle. You were Kumbhakarna. This place is very wonderful. Not everyone can understand these things. Some simply have faith. They hear that everyone else is going somewhere. And so they also follow. They are told, we are going to Shiv Baba who is establishing heaven. By remembering the unlimited father, you receive an unlimited inheritance. That is all. So they do say, Shiv Baba, we are your children and so we will definitely claim an inheritance from you. They are bored then goes across. Look how much they receive in return for their faith. On the path of devotion, there is temporary happiness. Here you children know that you receive an unlimited inheritance from the unlimited father. That is the temporary happiness as a return of their faith. Here you have received the return of your faith for 21 births. However, there is nothing in visions, etc. Some say that they should have a vision. And so Baba understand that they haven't understood anything. If you want to have a vision, go and do intense devotion. You don't receive anything from that. Perhaps you would be good in your next birth. A good devotee would receive a good birth. This is something unique. This old world is changing. The father is the one who changes the world. The memorial is here. The temple is very old. If something breaks, it is repaired. But the original beauty is still lost anyway. All of those things are perishable. So the father explains, children, for your own benefit, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father and your sins will be absolved. It is a matter of studying. However, the models of Madhuban, Kunj Gali, etc. that they have created in Madura are nothing really. Nor are there any games of gopis and gopis. You have to make a lot of effort to explain these things. Sit and explain each point very well. At the conference, you also need someone who has yoga. If the sword has no power, the arrow will not strike the target. The father says it will still take time. If they were to believe now that Supreme Soul is not omnipresent, there would be many crowd here. However, it is not the time for that now. They should understand the one main thing that the father taught Raj Yoga and that is teaching it at this time. Instead of this, they have inserted name of the one who is ugly at present. This is such a big mistake. It was through this that your boat sunk. The father now explains, this study is your source of income. The father himself comes to teach you how to change from human beings into deities. You definitely need to become pure and also imbibe divine virtues for this. It is number wise. All the centers are number wise. The whole kingdom is being established. This is not like going to your auntie's home. Tell them that the golden age is called heaven. However, if you want to know how the kingdom they are continuing, if you want to see a group of deities, then come to Abu. There is no other place where they have shown the kingdom on the ceiling, although they have a model of heaven in Ajmer. That is something else. Adidev is also here. This is the accurate memorial who established heaven and how it was established. We cannot write the name, the living Dilwala temple, at the moment. When people understand this for themselves, they will say, you can write this. However, we cannot do that now. Just look at what they do now, even over small matters. There are many who have a lot of anger. They have body consciousness. No one except you children can be so conscious. You have to make effort. Do not think that you will receive whatever is in your fortune. An effort maker would not say that. He would continue to make effort. Then if he fails, he would say, whatever was in my fortune, achcha.
ज्ञान सितारों का सभी बच्चों के आज प्रवाह के दिन याद का और गुड मॉर्निंग.
To the sweetest beloved long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Om Shanti.